It's easy for someone else to look at you and say, yeah, you've got some real potential. But we often don't feel that way, right? Me? Potential? Nah. Where would that come from? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called Reaching Your Full Potential. It's great to be with you again at the beginning of a fresh new week, a week that for each one of us is, well, it's full of potential, new possibilities, new opportunities. Okay, some weeks it doesn't feel like it, but it is true. No matter what life's thrown at us in the past, no matter what life might throw at us today or tomorrow, this week is full of potential. And for me at least, it's really sad when I look at someone who's got so much potential built into their DNA, you can just see it in them. And yet, somehow, they're not realizing that potential. They're not living it out. What about you? What about me? What seeds of potential has God planted in our hearts? Are we nurturing those seeds? Are we living life to its fullest potential? Or perhaps, are we missing it? Let me be really direct. Are you living out the full potential for your life? Most of us, well, we wake up, we look in the mirror, and we see ourselves in the glass and we say, well, I'm nothing special. Look at our home, our surroundings, our work, our family, our life, our routine. It's mundane, it's ordinary. Sometimes we even feel locked into our grind, that daily, you know, cranking the handle over. And it's true, life is 90% routine. But this week, on a different perspective, I'd like to take a look at the other 10%. I believe that most people have a whole bunch of untapped potential. Creativity, insight, inspiration, ability, gifts, hopes, dreams, plans. Things that are untapped, unrealized. Dormant seeds of potential, waiting to burst forth. But amongst the daily grind, you know what it's like. Somehow we just get tied up in things, and those seeds of potential, they never see the light of day. And so there they lie, dormant and waiting. I know, someone is going to say, Bernie, you don't understand. I am just nothing special, nothing to look at. I don't have any dormant seeds of potential lying in me. And I would answer, au contraire. You're the very person, the very one that I'm talking about. So this week, on a different perspective, let's get together just over these next 5 days and look at your life and my life and say, wow, what potential do I have that I haven't really thought about or realized that I had? And I'd like to begin that journey today with the opening lines of the best book that I've ever read. It starts like this. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. What's that got to do with my potential? When I stop for a minute, and I look above my daily grind at the world, at the universe, at the trillions upon trillions of stars, so far apart that it would take me millions of years to travel from one end to the other at the speed of light. And our Earth, delicately balanced on its axis, tilted at 23.5 degrees so that we get the four seasons, winter, spring, summer, autumn. And the incredible variety, maybe you've heard me talk about beetles. Beetles, I'm fascinated with beetles. Do you know how many varieties of beetle there are on this planet? 10, 50, 100, 1,000, 5,000. Actually, there are 360,000 different beetles on the planet. You look at the trees and the plants and the birds and the fish and the people. My, the people. 6 billion of us alive right now. And not two of them are the same. You look at your hands and you think, no one has hands like mine. Look at your face in the mirror. No one has a face like yours. Look at your heart. No one has a heart like yours. And when I look at that, you know what I see? I see God's fingerprints all over it. The whole of creation crying out, look at how wonderful God is. The whole of creation proclaiming the glory of God, the majesty of God. Sometimes when I go on holidays and I get out of the city and get in the country and you see the valleys and the views and the smells and the sounds and the wonder of God's creation, how can we miss him in all of that? Well, the answer is we're stuck in our grind. We're so busy doing what we're doing. Sometimes we don't stop to think about the one who put it all here. I cannot look at creation and think, well, that was just an accident. It's just a random collection of particles and atoms and stuff. I just can't do that. Time and time again, we see in creation how God stores creative potential in little seeds. Look at the simple dandelion. You know, those things we used to pull off as kids and you'd blow the seeds and they'd go everywhere. I mean, if you look at a dandelion, it's a weed. It's nothing special, but it's so delicately made. And God picks up those seeds in the wind and blows them who knows where and lands and waters them and gives them sunshine and feeds them. Bang, a new one grows. Just so that there would be more seeds to be blown by God's wind to other places so that more would grow. Just in the simple seed of a crummy little weed like a dandelion, God has stored up so much creative potential. Look at all the animals. Look at all the people. It's the same thing. Here's a stunning realization. We have been created by a creative creator. We have been created by a creative creator. When we contemplate God's creativity for just a few minutes, I tell you, it's enough to blow my mind. I short circuit. You know, it's just more than I can possibly take in. Just a few lines down from that opening line of that book I just quoted, there's another line that blows my mind. It says that he created us in his image, both male and female, he created us. The book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 17. Let us create man in our image. So he did, male and female. God's incredible creativity has been placed in seeds in you and me because we're made in his image. We're like God. We can't say human beings are special above all other creation, but we're not creative. We can't have it that God created us in his image and then say, well, I don't have any potential because God created us to have potential. Think about it. We can't be made in his image if we're not creative. Let me ask you again. What are the seeds of creative potential lying dormant in your DNA, in your heart, in your makeup, the ones that haven't seen the light of day yet? We each have such incredible potential put there by God. And, yep, we have a daily grind. I do. People sometimes hear this dulcet voice coming out on the radio and think, well, you know, Bernie's got a pretty good life. He's got it all together. I have a daily grind. We all have worries. We all have distractions. We all have pressures and tensions and responsibilities. And amongst all of that, we can miss the fact that we have been created in the image of God to be like him, to act like him, to look like him. And if God has enormous creativity, then that potential must be in us. It is such a sad situation when you see so many people who aren't living their lives to the fullness of that potential. Can I ask you again the question I began with? What about you? What's the potential that God has planted in you, in your fiber, in your DNA? I just pray that you will spend some time thinking about that, praying about that, and getting excited about that, because you are created by a creative creator. The truth is that money is a great servant, but a brutal master. Perhaps that's why so many people struggle with their attitude towards money. But let me tell you something. God wants you to find financial security in the right place. And that's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Your Path to Financial Security, and it's full of life-changing practical Bible teaching to help you discover true security, like I said, in the right place. To request your free copy, visit ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on the offer, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be winging its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. The web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.